morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome, listeners. This is your soul community. We are serving over 90 countries around the world and 50 states in the United States. This is WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. And through TuneIn.com, you and all of your friends can always find us on the internet through the website BridgeHolisticHealing.com. Listeners, today we have got a very special guest. We're going to move into one solid show today. We're letting go of our two different halves today because I am so blessed to have been able to spontaneously bring through someone who's got an incredible story that I think is just going to sweep the whole show away today. Our guest is named Nathan. Is it Amaral?
Yeah, Amaral.
Amaral. Welcome, Nathan. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
At very last minute notice, actually. So, Nathan, first of all, I'm not going to even introduce your story. I would like for you to tell it to the listeners.
Sure.
And I'll just, first, I just want to say that I met Nathan because I have a friend who knows him through a real estate program.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
So Nathan has a lot of wisdom and knowledge about entrepreneurship and working with money and actually bringing wealth into your life.
Absolutely.
Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
But you've recently brought some other incredible wealth into your life that's beyond money.
Absolutely.
So let's hear about your story.
Yes.
How did this happen?
Absolutely. Well, I think the topic of the show also, you know, about giving revolves around the story I want to share. About 14 years ago, I was you know, growing up, I was raised with the importance of education and giving, and not only thinking about yourself but giving to others. So 14 years ago, I was at a live church, and there was an organization there, a nonprofit organization. And while we were at that church, I had the opportunity to select and sponsor a child who needed to pay school fees for her education. Well, that child was Joy. And over the course of...
Child, her name was Joy?
Her name was Joy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, her name was Joy. And so at the time, there was a whole table full of pictures, and I just happened to select that one. Well, not just happened. I say it's the divine. But so selecting her picture and continued the relationship via letters, just writing letters back and forth for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't have the technology that we do today. At the age of 18, the letter stopped. Actually, three letters of mine came back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and I was wondering why these letters came back. So what I did was I contacted the nonprofit organization, and I asked them, I said, well, why did I get these letters back? And she says, well, Joy has left the organization. She's no longer in our care. And now she's moving on in life. She's doing other things. I said, well, what's her address? You know, what's her phone number? I mean, I want to stay in touch with her. And they said, we don't give that out. It's not part of our policy. And so I didn't have that information.
Okay. This is a great story already. I want to back up for just a minute. You were 14 years old when you... So how did you... Where did the money come from for you to sponsor this young girl?
Absolutely. Well, they definitely needed an auto draft for a credit card. So my folks actually, because they were the ones that laid the foundation for me about giving in life, they would use their credit card. And I had a paper route at the time, so I would pay them back through my paper route money. So it was a joint effort. And
We're just gonna put the brakes on the story here for a minute. So let's just get this straight.
Yeah.
Here's Nathan. He's 14 years old. He has a paper route, and he's making some money from delivering paper. And instead of going out and spending that on fireworks or albums or, you know, or saving his money for his first car in 2 years, I can't wait to get my car.
Right.
You're actually inspired to give this money and sponsor somebody in Africa.
Absolutely.
As a 14-year-old.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's just stick with that for a minute.
Okay.
Where did that attitude and life perspective come from? Like, why did you choose to do that at 14?
Well, I truly believe, like, your environment will determine who you're going to be. So the friends that you keep and the books you read, you know, in life will determine who you're going to become. Well, at that time in my life, I have amazing parents, and they were always, I have to say, they're the best role models of giving in life. And the So that was naturally coming out. Also, I believe, like, my name, the true meaning of my name is gift from God. So I always had this belief that I learned the law of reciprocity really young in life, that when you give, you shall receive. And I saw that all through my life, through little instances where if I would help someone, it would just come back to me in some way.
So you, even as a younger than 14-year-old child, you were observing and seeing that this is how life works. When I give, I get back.
Absolutely. And I truly believe that it's about giving value. Some people just feel like it's, oh, I'm going to give money. But I truly believe it's giving of your time, talent, and treasure.
So how did you give of time, talent, or treasure as a child? I mean, how would that have shown up?
Well, in a few examples I can think of right now off the top of my mind is I used to have this program in my neighborhood where I would actually take out people's trash. And just they would, you know, Monday was the day the trash came out and picked up. And I would actually walk over to my neighbor's house and I'd take out his trash. I'd walk to the next door neighbor's house and pull out their trash. And it was maybe about 50 feet from the house to the sidewalk. And I'd do that for about, I think I had about 7 neighbors that I would do that for. At first it started off, I'd just do it for free until somebody gave me $2 for doing it. It was my neighbor who lived right on the side of me. And I said, I said, I think I could turn this into a business. And guess what? I very much did, because I'm very entrepreneurial and I love to teach other people how to become entrepreneurs. So I did turn it into a business. It didn't last that long because I got into something else. I got into actually yard sailing at the time after that. So.
Oh, so you moved on to bigger things.
Yeah, I moved on to bigger things. I started having yard sales every Saturday in front of my house.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But just started off with giving with no expectation,
right.
Just an unconditional giving of
Absolutely.
Taking people's garbage out
yeah.
around your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody started giving you money and you
Absolutely.
Said, oh, I could make this into something more.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you already had in your consciousness a sense of life works for me and good things come back when I just give.
Yeah.
Even when you hadn't figured out how that's going to be linked together yet, you just said giving's a good thing.
Absolutely. Another example of that early on when I was a paper boy was that I noticed what everyone else was doing. I noticed how the average paper person would just throw the paper anywhere. Well, I actually found out what my customers wanted. I actually found out exactly where they wanted the paper, and I would get off my bicycle, walk in their gate, and put the paper exactly where they wanted to for no extra money. So, you know, and I just did that. I went above and beyond.
So already as a young boy,
yeah.
okay, you were already getting this concept of extra, going the extra mile,
yeah.
okay, giving really good service even when it wasn't expected.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
Absolutely.
So giving beyond what someone's expectations would have been.
Absolutely, going above and beyond. And I actually, this is pretty funny, is that while doing that, I actually built a mailer list from all my customers, but I also would write them a letter every month as well. And I'd ask for their feedback. I'd write them a letter about, you know, what's going on. I'd tell them a little about what's going on in my life, and I'd also share ask them what's going on in their life.
This is the people that you delivered newspapers to?
The people I delivered newspapers to. And you know what the amazing thing was? Actually, when they had my address, checks started showing up in the mail.
Oh, stop!
I'm not kidding you. Checks would show up in the mail and say, thank you for putting my paper where I love to get my newspaper. And I would have notes like this, and it would say, thank you so much. You're the best paper boy I've ever had. Checks for $50, checks for $100. So I noticed that just going above and beyond just a little bit like that, or to what they wanted, it came back to me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I still get letters. I get phone calls. And I got invited over to Thanksgiving dinners, football, like Super Bowl parties, Christmas. My customers would want me to come over just to spend time with their friends and family.
Well, well, okay. But what were you being if not a beacon for community?
Absolutely.
All right? Already.
Yeah.
So here's Nathan. He's a young teenager. Mm-hmm. He's got a paper route where he's not just getting the job done so he can do as little as possible to get the money.
Right.
All right? He's trying to find out how he can be the highest service to each person he's delivering to possible.
Absolutely.
He's doing a consumer survey
yeah.
and finding out from them specifically.
That's exactly what I
excuse me, can you tell me exactly where you would like your paper?
So true.
I'm your new paper boy, and I'd like to know exactly what do you want it, and would you like it at the end of the drive where your dog can run and get some exercise to pick it up, or did you want it right on the doorstep or around the side of the house?
Yeah.
And so you find out exactly from each one of them.
Exactly.
Do it with no expectation. You just are giving because you want to be of the highest quality service.
Absolutely.
Right? And then you start sending them a newsletter to say, hey, this is who I am,
yeah.
which builds community.
Absolutely.
All right? This is what I'm up to. This is what's going on in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And then they start sending you checks.
Yeah, absolutely. Checks started showing up. And, you know, the last check that showed up was about 4 years ago. And I wasn't delivering 4 years ago. But the last check, it was for Christmas. And it was for $25 from a woman, an elderly woman. And I called her up. And her last name's Sylvia. And I called her up and I said, Mrs. Sylvia, I said, what's this for? She says, Nathan, you're just on my mind. I just want to thank you again for always putting my paper right where I wanted it. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It truly kept coming back over
so,
and over.
So, okay. It means that you became such a blessing to these people's lives.
Absolutely.
And can I just take it a bit further? You guys, let's think about this for a minute, okay? Nathan was being an energy and an example, okay, of a consciousness and a way of being in life that these people were able to observe and learn from this master in a way who was only a child, okay, who was demonstrating some concepts that affect all of our lives all the time. If we're able to see and act on that, we are, you know, he was giving unconditionally.
Yeah.
He was aiming to give beyond what would be expected.
Beyond
okay?
the norm.
Yeah.
Beyond the norm, yeah.
Yeah. He was also connecting with the individuals, not just, I don't want to know who lives in that house. This is the White House and then the Blue House and I'm going on, right?
Right.
Like, he was connecting with his heart.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
You know, reaching beyond the normal boundaries that separate us and creating, even if energetically, community.
Absolutely.
By him being the link between all these people in the neighborhood that he connects with, shares his story. He was touching the hearts of people there to the point that this older lady is still remembering him years later and wanting to contribute to his success because of the blessing.
Absolutely.
And can I just say that blessing is something that lasts forever?
It does.
You know, people can hold a memory like that, and it will remind them of what works in life. You know, it's kind of like having a visitation from an angel. Mm. You go, wow, I just remember that boy and who just did these things, right? So ongoing, we're getting blessed back when we are unconditionally blessing others in life.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do is take a break here in a moment. We want to come back. Listeners, I'm actually going to tee you into a little secret hint that's going to come through in a moment. The end of the story is that Nathan is getting married to the girl that he sponsored in Uganda. Okay, so we're going to learn how Nathan went from 14 and sponsoring a child, delivering his newspaper, and giving unconditionally to actually reaping the blessings and meeting this woman and finding the love of his life. Let's tune in just a couple minutes for the rest of that story. We're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Nathan Amaral, who is telling us a gobsmacking story. I'm telling you, this man has got a wealth of blessings to come through his story and the message that his life is demonstrating. Okay, before we move back into that, I'm just going to have a little word. You heard for a moment Judy Satori talking about the essences from Creating Harmony LLC, which you can reach for yourself through their website, creatingharmonyllc.com. Kathy Smith, out of the goodness of her heart, I'm just going to give a little story about this woman's life as well. She has moved out of her corporate successful career. She's following her life path as a soul calling, and she is developing some divinely inspired essences that make huge energetic shifts when you use them. I've been using them myself with my clients in the practice, and Judy has used them as well, and that's why she gave her own testimonial about her results from that. I just want to say, you know what, Kathy, thank you. Kathy Smith, thank you for trusting your own heart and your soul calling enough to step out of the old comfort zone, move into your heart-called path, and be bringing gifts like these to the world. We need and benefit greatly from what you are giving of yourself here and creating this kind of a product. So thank you for that. Folks, if you want to find out more about those sprays and more about what else Kathy has to offer, she's creating a whole line of natural health supporting products that are not only health supporting, they're energy and consciousness supporting. They actually cause a frequency change when you're using them. And more technology is available now where we can do that. There are things available that actually, you know, a lot of people have heard about aromatherapy and homeopathy. We've been using substances to help actually make shifts in our own consciousness and in our own foundation of what supports our physical health and well-being, which is an energetic matrix. Okay, ultimately that's what we're built upon. It's what we are, and it's what we're expressing all the time. And there are now, you know, products using nanotechnology that are actually able to shift not only your body and support you without bringing toxins in, but actually shift your frequency to where you're feeling. You can actually change your mood and your way of thinking in the moment by that shift. Now, it might not be a permanent thing. Some things will make a shift temporarily, but remember that who and how we're being every day, it really, for the most part, comes down to our habits of a way of being. So if we use outside support for a while to start changing our habitual way of being, shift us into a more positive thought, shift us into trust instead of fear, to where it's easier to listen to and follow our heart instead of being afraid, feeling insecure, feeling like we need to defend and protect and go out there and fight in the world to survive, then we can move into that higher place of living that's following our heart and in touch with the divine essence that is our source and that is the source of all that is, to where we're living in harmony, just like Creating Harmony LLC. I'm sure Kathy has titled her products that, right? Because it's about living in harmony. And you know what? That's what this show is about too. We are here to be one of those bridges that help you shift out of conflict within yourself and in your life into a state of harmony. Harmony within you, harmony with that which is your source, that which we call God, which puts you in touch with the gifts that allow for abundance in all ways to be expressed in your life. Just know that when you make that shift, the blessings come even when you're not looking for them. You work on making that shift and you'll start moving naturally into the kind of life path that Nathan is sharing about his own story right now. Mm-hmm. So, Nathan, okay, we're up to the point, well, we've kind of taken aside about the amazing gift that you have been to the communities that you delivered papers to as a child, and you're still getting letters and checks from those people. You know, you're still getting gratitude. Gifts of gratitude are still coming back to you because you set such a lasting example. Mm-hmm. You gave the gift of demonstrating what that consciousness is, even as a boy. Mm-hmm. So how has life moved forward for you since then?
Oh, that's a great question. I still hold true to those principles even to today. So over the years, I always found that giving value, even in business, first, always turned a profit later on, or revenue, whether it was direct income, whether it was my direct income, or whether it was a business opportunity, a joint venture in my business. But I always found that it came back to me. I think the magical factor is time. I think some people expect that when you give right away, you're supposed to see it come back in a week or 30 days. That's not the case. You have to diligently not focus on that part, but focus on giving, going above and beyond, and then it just starts coming back to you over and over again.
Now, that's a gorgeous point that you just made, and I want to put in a little line that I have heard that landed for me, okay? And it was something like this. If you are giving as a means to an end just because all you're thinking about is what you're going to get, and you're kind of, I'm going to say, giving out of greed,
right?
Which we'll go down that path later, but I'm going to, greed equals need,
right?
Okay, because greed comes from feeling like there's lack and focusing in on oneself to keep yourself safe and feel supported. If you felt like you had an infinite wealth of abundance coming to you and through you at all times, you wouldn't be trying hard to get more, would you?
Right.
You'd just feel that abundance as there.
Yeah, and I teach that the first act to wealth, the first way to get to wealth, is to be grateful for everything you have right now.
Yeah.
Everything you have right now in your life. If you're grateful for that, then you can automatically start feeling wealth, and then it's going to start coming to you. It'll put you in an attitude of gratitude, and then the wealth will start coming in.
Isn't that gorgeous? Mm-hmm. So the differentiation that I had gotten from this little line was, when you give just to get, that's not really giving, that's investing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's risky.
It's an investment, and it's risky because, you know what, you're not even holding the energy of giving.
That's right.
You're going, okay, I'm going to tithe the church right now because I want $5,000 to go towards that new car, and it better get here by the end of the month. Oh, Lord Jesus, bring it through, right? And then if it doesn't, that's Satan.
Right.
Come on, folks.
Yeah, come on.
Let's line it up. Just because we're focused on getting something doesn't mean that's higher will. And just because actually something passed from us to someone else doesn't mean that we were in the spirit of giving. If you've got an ulterior motive, you know, that's called manipulation.
Absolutely. That's true.
Right? It's called manipulation. Or if you're just investing because you've got an energy of greed and need going on and you're trying to force something to come back to you, it ain't going to work that way.
Right.
Okay? But giving is from an abundant heart, isn't it? And and Nathan, it sounds like you actually just grew up with that essence of abundant heart. That sounds like it was greatly exampled for you from your parents.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not, you know, everyone has different parents in life, you know, and the thing is that you may be taught a certain way, or you may come from a home where you don't have parents, but that doesn't mean you can't act differently, or you can't have a set of principles that you live by. So my code or my principles have always been foundational spiritual principles, and whether I was taught them or not, I followed those. And when you follow those principles, like, for example, the law of reciprocity, it works every time. It's a law, just like gravity. It's a law. It's bound to work.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So can give us an example, or give us your verbiage for the law of reciprocity.
The law of reciprocity is when, you summed it up very well, but it's when you are giving without the intent of it coming back to you. And when you live that attitude of constantly giving to people, you know, of value. And I teach that there's a lot of different, when you look for opportunity where someone is, there's always a problem out there, world's full of problems. When you look for an opportunity to serve and give value to that situation, people just come back and they'll just say, well, what can I do for you? When you know you hear that from people, what can I do for you? You've helped me out so much. What can I do for you? Be prepared. I hear a lot of people say, oh, no, it's okay. I would do this for free. Oh, no, it's okay. I love doing this. But they're not prepared, because the law of reciprocity is giving and receiving, and you have to be open to receiving.
Oh, have I got chills on that. Mm-hmm. That is so, you're saying yep. that there'll be some people who are giving.
Yes.
And they're not open to receive, so they're going to block.
Oh, absolutely.
The abundance to flow back into their life.
And it's sad, because I teach this around the country, and one of the most important things is that a lot of people are blocking their blessing. Okay. And they feel like they're giving all the time. They're giving and nothing's coming in. One of the strategies I teach is this. I always have a list of goals. 10 things in my life that I want it to happen in 2013, for example. When someone asks me, Nathan, you've helped me out so much. What can I do for you? I said, I'm glad you've asked. Is it okay if I send you my 10 goals for the year? And maybe there's one of those goals that you can, maybe you can fulfill one. Maybe you know someone who can help me achieve one of these goals. Maybe you can give me a referral or a recommendation.
Wow.
Can I email them to you? And you know what happens? Things start to happen. People either give me a referral or they actually help me achieve that goal themselves, which is fantastic. I truly believe that if you have goals and dreams in life, you should never be at it alone. I know there's a lot of tout out there, especially in, I love music, in the industry, where everything's self-made. It's a lie. Nothing is self-made. Everything is with a team effort. There's always people. And when someone always receives an award for something they've done, they always thank their team. They really do. It's not just you. You can't do it alone. So if you have goals, or if you want to write down some goals, share them with other people. Give value when they ask you, how can I help you? Thank you so much. Say, let me send you my goals.
Oh, that is so amazing. Mm. So there's a couple things that I just want to touch on here. I mean, number one, I've never, ever heard this concept before. Mm. I've never heard. I mean, number one, that you would, again, open your life so personally to people that you are going to send them your very private, highest intentions for your life this year.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is very much like you as a boy sending personal letters to the neighborhood that you're delivering papers to, saying, hi, Mr. Jones, or you might not even know his name. Hi, folks that live at house number 14202.
Right.
This is Nathan, your paper boy, and this is what's happening in my life this year, right?
Absolutely.
So already as a child, you are opening yourself to connect. And you know what the word for that is, folks? Community.
Yeah.
Community. When we are communing with one another. Mm-hmm. And that is what oneness consciousness is about.
Absolutely.
That we drop the barriers, even within our own minds, that says, no, this is me, that's them, this is private, I'm not open, none of their business. I don't feel safe to just share like that. That's my personal things, right?
Yeah.
And the people that just say to you, thank you, how can I help? Well, thanks for asking, because here's my goals for this year.
Absolutely.
And then what you're doing is activating like the cosmic AT&T.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
He's like hitting energetically. This just starts spreading and you get communal energy and focus on what you intend from someone who's already holding gratitude towards you.
Me. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It wasn't always like that for me though. I learned that over the years. I learned that through a good friend of mine, Raymond Aron, and that's, you're going to have teachers and mentors in your life like yourself. You are a mentor to so many people, and when you take those teachings and apply them, you're going to see those results in your life. So all that, all that is I've learned a lot and I've applied it right away. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's just touch on those last two words. Did everybody hear that? Right away.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there like a law of timely action?
I truly believe that anytime you read a book or go to a live event or a live seminar, that you take just three things that your takeaways. And as you take those three things, you say, you know what? I'm going to go to work on those three things.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot in a book, there's a lot in a seminar, there's a lot from a movie, but just take away three things and just do something about it. If you start small and take small baby steps, you'll definitely get there along the way. It's just going to start happening to you.
Okay, everybody, you got your mental pencils out? Are you writing down that 1, 2, 3 to take away from today? I mean, we have got a bringer of great gifts here. So everybody, let's just see this gem for what it is and allow ourselves to get the blessings of the wisdom that this young man is bringing. Mm. And I have to say, you might be young in body, but you certainly have not not been here for a short time. This soul has really been learning and bringing forward to us now great gifts from all the learning. Mm. So, okay, you're a teenager. Yeah. You've had your paper route. Mm-hmm. You've been sponsoring this young girl since she was 11, and
yes.
you were 14.
Yes.
And then suddenly you don't have communication anymore after
right.
years of correspondence, mm-hmm. and you've developed that loving or friendly relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what did you do? You kind of missed that in your life.
Oh,
hey?
it was a bad 2 weeks, I'll tell you that.
So no warning? Did she not know that you weren't going to be able to talk again and say, hey, this is the last time we're writing? Because
I wish there was.
She might not have known herself.
No, I wish there was. And actually, it was just a complete cutoff of communication. It was a very sad 2 weeks in my life. Me and my ex-girlfriend, we searched for her. We didn't have internet. Internet was very scarce. There was no Facebook at the time. So we just did whatever we could. Well, after those 2 weeks, we couldn't. But I always destined in my heart, and I always had a goal. I still have it written down, that one day I would meet Joy in person.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow, because you had adopted her into your heart.
Absolutely.
Really?
I was committed. I was committed to her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And let's share with the listeners exactly what was she gaining from that sponsorship?
Sure.
What were you bringing for her through those years?
Sure. There's a lot of great organizations out there, but my heart and passion's always been about education and helping people through educating themselves. For her, it was education. It was actually paying for school fees to go to school, books, pencils, and things of that nature.
Okay, mm-hmm. right. So you were providing for her education and everything that was needed there.
Yeah.
I know that, and you know, some of the listeners know, but not everyone. Part of the reason that Nathan and I were introduced is because my friend who knew him through a course they were both doing mm-hmm. Knew my passion for Uganda mm-hmm. and that I was there last year. I've been there a couple of times, all right? And so I also, just as a calling, a soul calling from the heart, have been drawn to that part of the world. And when I was there last year, I was the MC of the first Global Women's Summit in Uganda, as well as doing some healing work. I had a colleague that went with me, and we met with a group there of international speakers who spoke there at that summit, but also we spoke at several schools, and my colleague and I did healing work on people. We brought some tables, and we're actually doing some physical, energetic, and spiritual healing
yeah.
while we were there. And one of the encounters that we had while we were there was a young girl, two young girls who were actually walking down the street, and my girlfriend Tani said, "Why aren't you in school?" Mm-hmm. It was during school time. Mm-hmm. And they said, "Because we didn't have money for our new uniforms."
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And she said, "Well, how much is that?"
Right.
And they, you know, it worked out to like $4 US.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
So we gave them the money right then.
Right.
And she said, "Take this to your mother." And she said, "Run. Run to school.
Yeah.
Get in that classroom
Absolutely.
Right now." And they were so happy.
Absolutely.
They received it and started running, right? But often we live with such abundance and opulence around us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, you know, number one, we yeah. take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not holding that gratitude. Number two, we don't even realize how far
yes.
a small contribution
Absolutely.
Will make in a place like Uganda.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
I mean, that this
so true.
A few dollars made all the difference of whether these girls could be in school for that whole term.
For the whole term.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right there. So their lives were changed in that moment.
Absolutely.
To where, you know, I mean, once they'd missed out, it was like they were not going to be able to continue in school anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
So anyway, you were contributing. Joy was able to go to school. You made it available for her to have her education.
Absolutely.
And then you lost the contact.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
Well, after the 2 weeks of not finding her, you know, our lives continued, and she lived hers and I lived mine. And but, you know, we never gave up, but she actually took some proaction before I did. She used the social media of Facebook to find me, and this was about 4 years went by until she went on Facebook and asked a bunch of other Nathan Amarals on Facebook if I was the right one, if I was the Nathan Amaral that she was looking for. And it just so happened that one day I was at a restaurant. I was traveling quite a bit, about 5 weeks at a time, and I was sitting at a restaurant with my good friend Dave Seymour. And he's on the phone with his wife, and I am there, and I'm texting, and Facebook Messenger pops up and says, "Hi, is this Nathan Amaral? do you remember sponsoring a girl named Joy from Uganda? And right then and there, I just broke down, and I knew I was reunited with Joy. And it was just a powerful moment. My buddy Dave was like, dude, why are you crying? But right from there, we just continued the relationship from there. And that was about 3 years ago. And I continued the support. I continued my commitments to her in support through university. And she has a bachelor's degree in tourism now.
Wow.
And she's taken that education and done a bunch with it. It's really great. She has her own shop. And she's actually the manager of our foundation now. And it's great.
Okay. So let's back up for a minute about that foundation.
Sure.
So when and how did the foundation come about?
So that was always on my heart. Desire of education. About a year ago, I started the Fearless Education Foundation, and I wanted to continue what I was doing for other people. But what really got me upset was the fact that the organization that I sponsored Joy through, we just lost touch. I never got to see her go start university. And that really concerned me. So what I did was I started my own foundation, starting with my own funds, and wanted to continue the work. But not only sponsoring a child from a young age, but all the way through university. So you actually see the end result of that young child.
Yeah. Mm. So, wow, I'm going to tell you, for a young person in Uganda to be given the opportunity to go not only all the way through high school education, but to be able to get a college degree and move all the way through to that higher education level is such an incredible gift and blessing.
Absolutely.
And that community, let me just say, my heart reaches out to these people. That community is a community of people who, as a group, have got such incredibly open hearts.
Absolutely.
This is what I've noticed.
That's true.
Incredibly open hearts.
Yeah.
And a deep sense of, I'm going to say, the reverence of life.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there at first, what astounded me was meeting people who lived in mud huts, who carried themselves with the presence of kings.
Absolutely.
I mean, carried Amazing. Themselves. These people have got such a sense of honor and of dignity.
Self-respect.
Of dignity.
Yeah, dignity.
Yes.
Yes.
Self-respect. Mm-hmm. That I was honored to be in their presence.
Yeah.
And yet, many of these people had absolutely nothing materially.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And here I came back to New Zealand at the time, and Western cultures, so often we are being empty, heartless vessels while we're racing forward in our life path to try real hard to get a bunch of stuff, to accumulate something. I believe with the underlying thought that once we get all that stuff,
that it's going to do something.
We'll feel dignified and reverent within ourselves. You know, like we will add value to ourselves by having lots of stuff on the outside. And then I meet these people who have nothing, who are carrying from within such incredible value.
Absolutely.
You know, even the look in their eyes, when they look at you and speak, there's such a presence. They're absolutely present.
Absolutely.
You know, you feel like you're being seen right into, not the mask.
Right.
You know, and I thought, gosh, we've got it all backwards or something.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole world's upside down.
We're being told, I personally believe we're being told and fed the biggest lie. And I'm a marketer and salesperson, but we're being told the biggest lie in history, that you need more stuff to fulfill your to make you feel good, better about yourself. You need to have the best car to show off to people who don't even care about you. And that's what's being sold. It sells.
Yeah.
But the reality is America has to shift the thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the world does. I mean, it's not even limited to here.
I agree.
Particularly in Western cultures.
Absolutely.
But you know what? In any culture, doesn't even matter. You could be a Ugandan. Listen to this right now.
Absolutely.
And you know what? You might be one of the ones who've gone, I hate this place. All I want is money.
Yeah.
If only I can get to America, I think I'll make some money. Right?
Yeah.
And you might have bought into that consciousness. And I want to tell you that no matter how many millions you have in the bank, if you hold that consciousness, you are impoverished.
Mm-hmm.
You are
be empty.
You're poor. Mm-hmm. All right? And wealth comes from within.
Absolutely.
Okay? And once we have wealth within, once we have received, you know what? We all already have the wealth within. It's whether or not we recognize it, whether or not we are willing to allow ourselves to be that wealth.
Absolutely.
And again, you know, Nathan, it takes me back in thought to your story. Already as a child, you felt so much wealth within that instead of feeling the need to do things just to accumulate for yourself as much as fast as possible, mm-hmm. you felt the desire to give out of abundance unconditionally and with no expectation in return. You just wanted to do more than you needed to do, to actually connect with people just out of the love of life, to connect.
Absolutely.
And from that, how has your life carried forward as far as your relationship to wealth on all levels?
Sure.
Okay? And I'm identifying Nathan as someone who was already in touch with his inner wealth as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did it go from there as far as your business?
So from business, when I learned those principles and I discovered that, and I've had some great teachers in my life, and I applied that in my business, one of the things I found was that I would give first. I always think about how can I give first in life or in my business. So even when I was surrounding myself or wanted to become friends or joint venture or partner up with new prospects or new business or new relationships, I always found a way to give. And that actually, when I had that attitude first, I'll never forget my good friend, Dave Lindahl, where I served his company and I served him and I kept giving and giving. And all I wanted at that point in my life was to assist him in growing his business. And that turned into all the blessings that I wanted in my goals. It didn't happen right away, but one of the things I found that was when I kept continuing to give, he introduced me to a world or an industry that I wanted to be in. He introduced me to new relationships. And that just, again, continued the path of my calling.
Mm.
So, and today I still operate my business. I have more relationships. It's funny because years ago, I used to sit at live events and I used to sit in the seat of the seminar and I used to say, man, I'd love to travel around the country or be that guy's friend. And I'd go to many, many seminars and I think that. Well, lo and behold, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, a lot of these experts are not only my friend, they're not only my business partner, not only have they hired me as a consultant, but now they're my friends.
Mm-hmm.
The same people 8-10 years ago that I used to be in their live events sitting in saying, one day.
Right. Yeah. So you were almost like the fan looking at the star.
Absolutely.
Going, boy, I'd love to be buddies with Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And then the next thing you know, here you are in the next part of life.
Yes.
And they are right there in your inner circle.
Yeah. And now it's so amazing because I used to, a good friend of mine taught me this, is that, you know, I am an equal. We're equal. We all have different gifts and talents and abilities. My buddy Dave Seymour taught me. He said, you know what, John Maxwell, you can be just as great and even better than he can, in a sense. You're all equal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good eye-opener for me because everyone has talents and gifts and treasures that we can all tap into. And that was a life changer for me.
I is a life changer.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, any time that we can realize that we are all equal. Mm-hmm. There's no one better than you, mm-hmm. and you're better than no one.
That's right.
Boy, is that an equalizer.
Yeah.
Boy, does that take the walls down.
Absolutely.
And you know what else? That takes away the whole stress and striving to compete.
Yeah.
Right? If we're all equal, then there's no competition going on here. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to prove.
Yeah.
It's only when we have fear about being less,
mm-hmm.
that we are driven to try to prove ourselves to ourselves,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And through others' eyes,
right.
We might think, whatever it is.
It's a big factor, and you bring up fear because a lot of people, that's why I started this Be Fearless movement, is because a lot of individuals have this feeling of insignificance or fear in their life, but the reality is greatness is already within them. They just need to tap into it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Tapping into our greatness.
Absolutely.
You know, so listeners, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we are going to hear the completion of the story of Nathan and Joy, one of the greatest love stories on the earth. And again, the conversation today is the gift of giving. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Dr. Leslie on the Dr. Leslie Show. Our topic today is the gift of giving. And we're having an amazing story unfold about the life of, well, the life and the eventual romance of Nathan from, where were you born, Nathan?
I was born in Massachusetts.
Is that right?
Yes.
From Massachusetts, United States of America. Mm-hmm. And Joy from Uganda, Africa.
Yep.
Okay, so you'll hear the rest of that story in just a moment. Listeners, I just wanted to share with you, for those who are wanting to be more in community, you know, we've been talking about the power of oneness and the rightness of being in community, communing with one another today in today's world. There's great, great gifts that come from that. Now, I'm actually facilitating, I'm being the guide of a guided meditation on Mondays at Alara International in Mooresville, North Carolina. So just out of Charlotte, just north of Charlotte, the address is 155 Joe Knox Avenue. And our meditation group is from 6 to 7 p.m. Last week, we have one part that's going to have a different theme every week. And then the second part is a working meditation with your breath that you can do at home that not only brings a calming of your mind and clears and brings about what I call a mental detox, okay, clears all of the busy-minded thoughts that go on, but also helps to heal the body, because this point that you focus your breath on actually clears all of the meridians, which is your energetic pipelines in the body, which helps your body to be healthier. It expresses health. It also brings you to your nervous system to being less reactive, okay? You'll feel more at peace and able to live through your heart when you are doing a daily practice that helps bring you into that state of ease in your nervous system. So if you'd like to join us, and you know what, if you're not available to be here in Mooresville, North Carolina, and again, to learn more about that, go online and look up Alara International, is A-H-L-A-R-A International, and you can see exactly where that center is and what the place is like. But Mondays from 6 to 7. For those of you who are not available, and even those who are, join with us in spirit. Join with us on Mondays, and let's call it Meditation Mondays. Let's know that all of those who are in this community who've decided to partake will be walking meditation throughout their day on Mondays. You know, make Mondays be a way to start your week with absolute presence. Meditating, being in a place where you are intending to be present, to be looking at what's happening in the world through your heart's eyes, through the eyes of the divine, not through your mind or through fear or competition. Move out of the extra busyness that the mind can get into, particularly on Mondays. Set it as a way of starting your week, Meditation Mondays. Join us for that, okay? Now, we're back to the story. Nathan, can't wait to hear about what's happened. We understand that you and Joy finally hooked up again through Facebook, where she contacted you, and then you sponsored her to complete her university education and get a college degree.
Yes.
What happened next?
Well, it's been the past 3 years that we've reconnected, and we've connected again, like through Facebook. We've connected via email. We continued the communication through those avenues, and then phone calls. And we had our first video chat about a year ago. So that was really, it was the first time I ever saw her move.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So this was like on Skype or something
this
like that?
This was on Google Hangout.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and
what was that like?
That
Let's
was,
go to that moment. The first time you actually saw this being that you've been connected with for so many years.
It was incredible. I was taking pictures. I have pictures of it, and I have pictures of me taking pictures of the screen of her on it. And it was just, it was overwhelming. It really was. I think we were just both in shock that we actually saw each other moving.
Right.
Yeah.
And, okay, you'd heard each other's voices through the phone, but you hadn't seen each other visually.
About 6 to 8 months, I believe, prior to that, I called her on her birthday for the first time. It was the first time we ever heard each other's voices, and that was just shocking. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what did it feel like? Did you feel nervous when you saw each other on video? I mean, what was that when you first saw each other?
There wasn't any words. We were actually very quiet and just laughing and saying, oh my goodness. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then after that, did you start regularly connecting through video?
Yeah. Well, not through video, because video is kind of hard to get the connection there. But what we regularly chatting through Facebook and email, and we continued the conversation. And it just got to a point where I said, you know what? I need to fulfill this dream. I need to meet you. I need to meet you in person. So from that point, you know, I booked a ticket, and I was ready to fly out about a month before, and I actually got very sick with strep throat, and I was in bed for 3 weeks, just bedridden for 3 weeks. I couldn't get out, so I had to cancel my trip, and that was a real downer for us. And then I said, well, how do you feel about coming to the United States? And we started that process, and that took about a whole year, because we tried for two visas. The first visa was declined, and that takes about 4 months to go through of waiting time. And then we applied for another visa, and that got declined. That was another 4 months.
Well, that's a bit of a struggle. Did you feel discouraged, or like this just isn't going to happen?
We were discouraged, but most of all, we were frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were really frustrated about the process and how long it took. So, again, I made the... another decision to, I'm coming back out to see you again. So I booked another ticket, and then I flew out to Uganda for the first time 24 hours later. It took me about 2 days to get there.
And when was that?
That was just about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So last month, August of 2013, Nathan finally flew all the way to Uganda, Africa.
To Uganda, yep.
And then what happened when you got there?
Oh boy,
did she meet you at the airport?
She did. She met me with her at an airport with her friend, and I was nervous. I've never shaken so much in my life. Yeah, I've done skydiving. I've done some crazy stuff, but this was like I was shaking just to meet her. And as I was working my way through the crowd, I saw her waving, and we were waving to each other, and I'm still coming through. But it was as soon as we ran up to each other and hugged, I just knew in my heart right away that this was the woman for me.
Wow.
And I didn't tell her that at first, but about a week into it, I did. So.
And? Go on, Ben.
Well,
come on. We're deep into this now, Nathan. You can't back out now.
Those 2 weeks were pretty magical. I mean, I didn't go to any tourist spots. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do the same thing she did on a regular basis that we always talked about. The shop that she has where she sells clothes. The marketplace. The city. Meeting her family, which was amazing. Meeting her friends. I got to do all that. And we had just an amazing time. We did everything that I expected we would do. And then on the second to last day when I was there, we actually had 2 hours away apart from each other. And in those 2 hours, I got to get a few things together. I invited her back to come up to the gardens, this garden area. We're sitting on a bench for a few minutes and just kind of reminiscing over the past 14 years. And I basically said that, I didn't want these 14 years to end here. So I reached in my pocket, got down on one knee, and proposed to her. And she said yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah.
And so you're going back there how soon?
I am. Within the next 40 days, I'll be moving to Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So you're going to be staying there kind of long term?
I will for a bit. Yeah, we will get married and we will... we'll go through their introduction, their culturally, their introduction, and we'll just be spending a lot of time together, and then we'll wait for the visa, and then we'll come back to the United States.
That is so amazing. What an incredible story. Nathan, we can't thank you enough for being here today. I want to ask if you'll share your website for those who want to kind of follow your movements more and even check into your expertise, what you are able to bring to entrepreneurs.
Sure, absolutely. Well, my personal website is nathanamaral.com. It's my first and last name, nathanamaral.com.
Spelled NathanAmaral.com.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
And then the education is fearlesseducation.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then if anyone wants to follow the story of me and Joy, they can go to nathanamaral.com/NJOY.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, everybody, that's how you can follow the story mm-hmm. of Nathan and Joy after the 14-year journey between the United States and Uganda, Africa, Nathan sponsoring Joy as she moved through her education since he was 14 years old with a newspaper route. What an amazing, incredibly blessed story. Thank you for coming and sharing today, Nathan.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Listeners, I think we have received some of the greatest gifts today we've ever had on a show, really, and I'm just feeling prompted to close today's show by allowing that which we call God or the Holy Spirit to flow through me and just bring forward through angelic tongues or light language a blessing, an energetic transference of the open-heartedness of being able to give and receive fearlessly and through love. So just be like a sponge. Ashaye iya sakanamani asakai. Lasi shakanamani osho yi shakadabai ye iniya satai. Lakonono neye ishakama yasa loso yosi ashakanamani asata. Lita nona nanini asake ye ina na seke yi shi ishakanamani osho. Absolute love and richness of all that is always flowing to you. Allow it to come and flow through you as well. And life from that place is always joyful, always easy, always abundant, and filled with love. Blessings. And until next week, we'll see you on the Dr. Leslie Show. Walk sacred. If you would like to make a donation to help keep the Dr. Leslie Show on the air, we receive your help with humility and deepest gratitude. Thank you for giving. Your giving opens you to richly receive into your life. If you'd like to advertise or donate to help this show, check out our website, bridgeholistichealing.com. That's Bridge Holistic with an H, healing.com. Or for more info, call me on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Brothers and sisters, remember, you are loved. All is well, and you are never alone. See you next week on the Dr. Leslie Show.